Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael, and I'm here today with Aaron Bryce. Aaron is the statewide coordinator at the St. Pete College's Institute of Strategic Policy Solutions, but he is so much more. So, Aaron, I'm going to let you tell our listeners all about your community involvement.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Karen. I'm honored to serve our community in a variety of different ways. As president of the Crossroads Area Neighborhood Association, as president of CONA, the Council of Neighborhood Associations, and on the board of Suncoast Tiger Bay Club. Last year, I graduated from the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce's Leadership St. Pete Class of 2023, and this year, I completed the Tampa Bay Watch Leadership Council and Pinellas County Citizens University programs. I also coordinate the West St. Pete Food Drive in partnership with the Azalea, Crossroads Area, Eagle Crest, Holiday Park, Jungle Prada, Jungle Terrace, Live Oaks, Old Pasadena, and Westminster Heights neighborhoods. In coordination with Keep Pinellas Beautiful, I organized two park cleanups at Azalea Park and two park cleanups at Walter Fuller Park every year. Lastly, I coordinate monthly meetups at local dog parks for small dog owners and Italian Greyhound owners. And just this year, I started Sighthound meetups to include larger greyhounds, whippets, borzoi, and so on.
So I've been to your small dog community meetups, and they're a lot of fun. I know my dog really enjoys it, and it's nice to get there, to go down to the dog park and just meet up with people that you don't normally run into.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate that part, along with all the other things that you do, because we know each other from CONA. But here's what question I have for you. Like, why did you decide to have the West Side Community Festival?
Well, after the success of last year's iteration, I wanted to find a way to grow the event into something truly special. You know, I've lived in West St. Pete my whole life, and I have a deep love for our community. The West St. Pete Community Festival is essentially my love note to St. Pete. It's an event that brings together police, fire, PSTA, sheriff's office, nonprofits, small businesses, local artists, and neighborhoods. In a day and age where everyone is so divided, being able to bring people together all across Tampa Bay to celebrate unity and community is a powerful thing.
Well, that's bringing a lot of people together. So what was the most challenging aspect of that?
So growing an event like last year's edition into something like this year's has proven to be quite the task. Being a co-sponsored event with the city allows you to do a lot more, but also requires a lot more. So juggling all the different pieces and pulling together all the various stakeholders is not an easy task, but it's certainly worthwhile. I've essentially been working on this since last year's event ended, including coordinating with the city, identifying partners, fundraising, and so on. I truly poured my heart and soul into this festival, and I'll be so thrilled to see everything come together on Saturday, September 28th.
The way you really expanded on last year's festival is by getting the city to help you sponsor. Is that what it was?
So that was one major part of it, was becoming a co-sponsored event with the city. We've also expanded the overall time of the event, where last year was 5 to 8. This year will be 2 to 9 p.m. Last year, we only had nonprofits. This year, we'll have 38 nonprofits, as well as 57 craft vendors selling their, artisan wares and different craft goods. We're also going to have 29 local artists selling their art. 21 of them will be doing live painting for people to enjoy. The Kids Corner has been expanded, so there'll be free balloon art and face painting for the kids. The photo booth will make a comeback. We'll have several different craft tables, an opportunity to purchase a photo with a miniature Highland cow, a mobile aquarium for folks to interact with and learn about marine life. We're going to do a plant swap this year in partnership with the St. Pete Plant Society. There's going to be a bike valet by Car Free St. Pete. The Birds of Prey demonstration will be making a return. Last year we had a DJ, but this year we're going to have a full stage setup with sound and live performances from Greg Roy and the Pressure Band. We'll be doing a Bob Marley tribute set, as well as a Jada, who will be doing an original rock funk set, as well as a Pink Floyd tribute set, accompanied by lights, lasers, and fire spinners. There's also going to be beer and wine available for purchase for the adults, as well as some delicious bites from Shiso Crispy, Duke of Ribs, V9 Eats, Uncle Louie G's, The Crumb Factory, and Filibrian Fusion. And there will also be donation drives for Love Thy Neighbor Food Pantry, which include non-perishable food items and hygiene products, Hank's Bark Box, which is dog and cat food, and new for this year, Gadgets for Good will be accepting donations of electronic devices except for TVs. And they will also be having mascot appearances from St. Pete College's very own Titus and DJ Kitty from the Rays. So there will truly be something for everyone.
And I just want to say, Troop 285, Born to be Wild, is going to be there for the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Which is a very, very exciting for us anyway, because as you know, I have a young man who is a Cub Scout, right? and they're very excited to be there this year. So this was a lot of work, but there had to be some fun to it, because why else would you do something if you couldn't enjoy it a little bit, right? What was the most fun?
Yeah, so honestly, getting to connect with so many different parts of our community, whether that's the police department, the fire department, PSCA, sheriff's office, some of the businesses, the nonprofits, the artists, or the sponsors and different community members I've reached out to who have shown tremendous support. It's been nothing short of humbling, really, to receive such a widespread support from our community. We really live in a remarkable city made up of some dedicated partners who are, I think, equally excited to bring people together and really have some fun. I've enjoyed so much to be able to connect with them and build this event with them.
You've given our listeners a real preview of what to expect this year, but what advice, if any, can you give to somebody or to other organizations about how they could get started with a similar kind of a festival?
Sure. So I would say the folks at the Parks Department and the Police Department have been absolutely integral to the success of not only last year's event, but this year's event as well. Their support was a major help in starting off, and I highly recommend anyone who is considering doing something like this to connect with them. Certainly also bringing on partners, whether that's your fellow neighborhoods, community sponsors, and so on. My advice would be, don't be afraid to ask for support.
Can you give us the details, the date, the time?
Absolutely. So everyone should come on out to Azalea Park on Saturday, September 28th from 2 to 9 p.m. for the second annual West St. Pete Community Festival. You're not going to want to miss it. And you can also follow along for additional event info at the 2024 West St. Pete Community Festival Facebook event. I hope to see everyone there.
Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Aaron. Radio St. Pete listeners, I've been speaking with Aaron Bryce, who has been the organizer of the West Side Community Festival this year on September 28th. He is also the statewide coordinator at the St. Petersburg College Institute for Strategic Policy Solutions, as well as wears a number of hats in the community as the president of Kona, the president of the Crossroads Area Neighborhood Association, and the organizer of this festival. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Aaron.
Thank you for allowing me to join you, Karen. It was wonderful to be with you, and I'm looking forward to the event this year.